Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
When we watch these games, we're a little more sensitive to the broadcast than maybe your average NFL viewer. So things last night, a couple of things last night that were very strange to me, was that you had Joe Buck and Troy Aikman calling the game, but locally in New York, it was on NBC. Joe Buck and Troy Aikman work for Fox.
So it was exclusively an NFL Network game. So if you were out of the New York, Washington viewing area, the only way you could watch it was on NFL Network. In the New York, I don't know who was carrying it in Washington. I don't know if NBC was carrying it in Washington or Fox was carrying it in Washington. So I don't know what that's all about. I have no idea. And I'm a TV guy.
Yeah, you're a TV guy. You've never seen anything like that.
I know, and we were talking about this yesterday. I was like, why is it on NBC? I don't know.
Yeah, someone texted me when we were talking about this. It was actually the great Joey from Yonkers. And he said it's going to be Joe Buck and Troy Aikman on NBC.
Locally
and I was like,
here, locally.
And
here.
I was like, that's wrong. I didn't even write him back. I was like, he's confused. You know, no, he was not confused. He was dead on.
Then when the game started, I thought I heard Ricky Ricardo doing the Yankee game.
Well, that was another problem in New York.
Yes. On NBC.
On NBC in New York, the Spanish broadcast was leaking through for the first 6 minutes of the broadcast.
You know, when Erin, what's her name, Andrews, was doing her sideline, I was wondering if she could hear the Spanish broadcast in her ear.
I was thinking about that with Joe Buck because it seemed like he was hesitating a little bit, but I don't think so because it ended up not being an issue on NFL Network. It was only in New York.
Yeah, there was no NFL Network because I switched over to NFL Network and got away from that.
Yeah. So you'd hear Joe Buck say something like, Daniel Jones sacked. And then in the background, Buenas noches, Daniel Jones. It was like, what? What is going on? And why are these guys on NBC? And I'm in some sort of parallel universe. I just don't understand this. Let's go to Peter in Connecticut, who joins us on the fan. What's going on, Peter?
Not much. Just going to work. Listen to you guys
great.
Every day. I'm happy that we're finally talking about football, though.
Yes, that's right, Peter. So you are one of these, how you call them, positive Giants fans. Is that true?
Yes. I'm very positive what I saw. I mean, it sucks that we're 0-2. 5 years in a row.
Yeah.
But if you think about it, if we replay this game 10 times, I don't think the Giants lose 10 times. I think we win 8 out of those 10 games.
Okay, so what does that mean for the rest of the season, Peter? Because it really only matters once. The result last night is the one that counts. So you're telling me that going forward, you believe that this group, from what you saw last night, is going to win more games than they lose?
Going forward, I think if we just play better on defense and clean up the penalties, we should be a competitive team. And also if the offense starts catching the ball, that would be nice.
Yeah, but you know what? The Giants were a competitive team last year, and John Mara didn't want a competitive team only this year. He wanted a team that was going to go to the playoffs. And when you start off 0-2 against two teams that you could beat, and you think about the Chiefs and the Buccaneers who are on the schedule, you're not beating those teams. You know, that's a major problem. But
it also helps when the quarterback plays well.
Yeah.
Everybody feels better when their quarterback plays well, and there's a creativity with the offense, and there are different plays that are being called. Yeah, they didn't run the ball well. You know, did the Cowboys run the ball against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
No.
And why didn't they do that? Why? Because I'm getting like Phil now. They didn't do that because the Bucs have a great front seven. the Giants didn't run the ball very well against the Washington football team because they have a great front four. They have four first-round draft picks on that defensive line. So it's not like you're running against like a sieve out there.
Sure.
But they did a hell of a job pass play. I'm telling you, Nate Solder played a hell of a game. He's over there against Chase Young, you know, running that kid past Daniel Jones, running him around. Yeah, Chase Young's going to make plays. Did you see him running down the sideline against Saquon Barkley?
On Saquon's one good play of the night, yeah.
Who's running after him?
Chase Young is right there, step for step.
That guy is like a praying mantis out there.
That man is a freak.
He is.
Steve and Brick. What's going on, Steve?
Good morning, Boomer, Gio. I have a problem. I'm a Giant fan. I have a problem with the clock management. On the last possession, after the interception, they ran out their downs like they were just going to settle for the field goal with over almost 3 minutes left. Instead of trying to just grind out a couple of first downs, eat up the clock every time we give the ball.
Well, hold on a second. They ran the ball on first and second down to make the Washington football team use their timeouts to make it harder for them to get the ball back and have a field goal. So, I mean, if you sat there and passed the ball on first and second down and an incomplete passes, you would have gotten even more time.
No, and that brings up my second point. I understand. I realize that, and you're right. But, I mean, Jason Garrett, with his package of running plays, they're wasting Saquon Barkley. They keep trying to run him between the tackles. If the O-line opened one good hole all night early on, it was a big hole, and he busted off a big run. But, I mean, look at what he's doing. He's running into a wall. I don't understand why they don't try to get him on the move, get him a three-step start and pitch him the ball. Although they tried it once, somebody came through.
Yeah, I mean they're going to have to get better at getting Saquon the ball, and he's got to be more explosive and the whole thing. But last night was not the night for a Jason Garrett.
You know,
bashing.
Ezekiel Elliott did not run well against Tampa Bay because he didn't really get the ball.
Yeah,
and I'm telling you, it was the same type of thing last night for the Giants.
Yeah, this was not Jason Garrett problem last night.
I gotta tell you, the Giant fan is becoming the Met fan.
No, it's not that bad yet.
Oh, no, they're getting there. I mean, it is just.
They may be in the cocoon right now.
No, they are getting there. I mean, like I'm watching that game last night. As I'm not a Giant fan, as I always tell you. I'm a football fan, and I want to see good games. I don't want to see stupid penalties, that's for sure. And I saw a really entertaining offensive game last night. I saw a lot of passes down the field. I saw a quarterback running for 70 yards. You know, you don't see that every day. I saw a lot of different things that I liked, that I really enjoyed the game. It kept me up all night. I didn't have to turn it off because the Giants weren't boring. That was
true. But
and I would say, if you want to say at the end of the game when they had the ball after the interception that they played to lose the game as opposed to going for the jugular, I would agree with that. But, you know, could you imagine if they attempted three passes in that situation and all three passes were incomplete?
Oh, people would be killing. What are you doing? You gave them too much time, left too much time.
You got to try to run the clock off. You got to try to run the ball. But if they can't run the ball, they can run the ball. Saquon Barkley's not being used right. They need to give him a three-step start.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you talking about?
The reason I was laughing is because I'm having flashbacks of you trying to make me feel better about Kirk Cousins and the Vikings. You're doing the same thing sort of here with the Giants, which is, look at these things. Look, the quarterback played well. Look, it wasn't boring. There's things that...
If Dexter Lawrence doesn't jump offside last night, what the hell are we talking
about
today?
Though. But they and but they're
what are we
still
talking about
losing
today, Al? Tell me what we're talking about.
A big Giants win.
Right.
But they lost, and it's 0-2 again.
I woke up this morning to all these text messages. I'm like, oh, my God, here we go again.
What do is lose?
Now I got to go through another 15 weeks of just miserable Giant fan pissed off at everybody. Defense sucks. We can't rush the passer.
I hate it.
We can't run the ball. Saquon's not right. Jason Garrett stinks. Get rid of Daniel Jones. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Right, Eric? Eric?
In Mastic. Hello, Eric.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Daniel Jones and Jason Garrett, I think, are just trash. Daniel Jones, like, doesn't have that if factor. That's what it feels like. That's how
But why are you saying that after last night? Like, what is the example after last night that you're telling me that? That was one of the best games he ever played.
It's just like all of last year, too. He just seems like he doesn't have, like, that edge like the quarterback should have. I don't know. There's just something about him that...
Did Eli have that edge?
Eli did have that edge.
Yeah, but I mean, he kind of, he didn't. He had that. He was one of the most monotone, low energy guys ever. Edge. He didn't have an edge.
Eli had like that quiet edge that you just knew edge. He would do what he had to do.
Eric, come on. Quiet edge. A quiet edge? I mean, you want to tell me that you're pissed off your team's 0-2 this morning? Of course we understand. But today's not the day to be bashing Garrett and Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones was really good last night.
How about Patrick Graham and Dexter Lawrence?
Those are the guys you want to bash.
Bradbury.
Well, he had the interception, but yeah, it was not good. Those are the guys you're bashing this morning. What happened to the defense?
Where was the pass rush?
Yeah, that. I mean, you got Leonard Williams and Aaron Donald on a graphic last night on the broadcast comparing those two guys from last season. I mean, that's a little much. And I understand the numbers look good last year, but where's he been?
He does what he normally does.
Yeah, but he was rushing the passer last year better than he ever did. He was all over the place. A lot of sacks, a lot of pressures. He was never that guy, and last year he was. And so far in the first two games, non-existent. All right, Boomer and Gio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Quick break. We'll get Jerry back in here. Boomer's losing it, and it's 7:16 in the morning, so we'll see if we make it to 10. Maybe we'll call on Moose and Maggie to do the final hour for us so we can get the hell out of here before we bash our own faces in.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Gio.
I cannot call it a feel-good Friday. We are cracking at the seams this morning with all the giant negativity, but what can you do? I knew exactly how the show was going to go, and the Giants being 0-2 again has made the fan base completely nuts. Jerry Recco is here with another update. What's happening, Jerry?
Feel good Friday for me. 8 hours of glorious sleep coming tonight. Works for me and tomorrow night. We're powered by Superbook, now open with better odds and favorable prices. And brought to you by Winters Bros. Waste Systems, creating a cleaner and greener Long Island. To learn more, visit wintersbros.com. By now, you know, 30-29 was the final. Here is the closing sequence as heard on NBC via NFL Network with the Fox announcers, Joe Buck and Troy Aikman.
Good snap, good hold, kick is no good. But a flag is down in the secondary. Washington is saying that the Giants are offsides. And it looks like Hopkins will get another shot. Good snap, good hold, kick is good. Washington wins it.
Yeah, crushing defeat for the Giants. Yeah. crushing defeat for the Giants.
At what point did you know what happened in the game, Al?
I woke up this morning not knowing anything, and I put on the game pass.
Yeah.
And I had no idea until I thought they won, you know, because it's going down to the last second. And then, yeah.
And then your reaction when?
I just, like, I can't. I didn't realize I have a boner. I could not believe they lost the game that way. As I'm watching it, not knowing what happened, I see Daniel Jones moving the football, both teams going back and forth. You know, I'd taken the under, which I knew was going right out the window.
Yeah.
as that game was progressing. And then, yeah.
But they weren't boring last night.
It was not boring.
Yeah, not at all.
Not at all.
But frustrating for sure. And as Boomer points out, this mini bye is going to be very difficult for the next 10 days or so. These are a couple of long clips from Joe Judge, but he says a lot. He knows it's going to be a hard week around here.
The reality is it's supposed to be a tough place to play and coach. That's the nature of what it is. You know, you want to play somewhere easy, I'm sure there's plenty of other cities you can go out there where they don't really care that much about football and their sports teams, where by Tuesday they forget you even had a game.
Yeah, but not here. Here he's going to have to deal with it. But, Coach, this one seems really bad.
Look, I understand. On the outside world, it's that kind of greatest of all time, worst of all time. It's that emotional roller coaster. Everyone wants to go ahead and it's doomsday, you know, or you're the greatest thing in the world every week, right? That's just the nature of it. You got a week in between games, ain't Major League Baseball, it's not the NBA. It's in a deal where you turn around next day and you just go ahead and you play.
He's got to be like, geez, this is tough.
Yeah.
My
he
God.
Talks so fast.
But at least he's a realist. He's saying the right things.
I guess, but I mean, at the same time, like, isn't it doomsday inside that building too?
I would think so after the way the last several years have gone.
Well, that's the thing. So John Mara made it clear that this year had to be different. They have to make the playoffs. He said it. I am sick of losing. And then he did what he needed to do as far as here's the money to go sign this guy, that guy, and that guy, and go and do it. And what has gone on? You're 0-2 again.
No, there's really no pass rush again. On the defensive side. But here's the thing. So when Washington got down and they got the football back, Taylor Heinicke took him right down the field. He throws that unbelievable touchdown pass
to Ricky Seals-Jones.
Right. It was a really great play. So then the Giants get the ball back with about 4.5 minutes to go. And you're thinking, okay, come on, Daniel, let's go.
They do nothing.
And they do nothing. And they end up punting. And then that's where Bradbury ends up catching the interception or making the interception. And that those next three plays, I can understand where, you know, you feel like they're trying to run the ball, trying to get them to use their timeouts, but that's how you end up losing games in the NFL.
Who's
the? Because you settle for field goals. Now, look, he had a long touchdown run that was called back because of a holding penalty. That would have been 7 points, you know, assuming they make the field the point after touchdown. And then he also had Slayton wide open. And that should have been a connection for another touchdown.
Yeah.
They should have been up 30-20.
Well, how about the second drive of the game? I'll go all the way back to that, where they get the ball down to the 27-yard line of Washington, and then they go backwards with a...
After a timeout.
That was bad.
A full start, or a delay game after the timeout, rather. Delay game after a timeout, which is horrendous, and then a sack out of field goal range.
Yeah, Mo pushed them back to the 40-yard line.
So they got wacky right in there that, like, just all of a sudden... Communication starts failing. People are not doing the right thing. People are not set up in the right spot, and all hell breaks loose. And you always try to stay away from those moments. But inevitably, it's going to happen to both teams somewhere along the line. And unfortunately for the Giants, it happened there. But the two last drives that the Giants had in this game were really, offensively, were just nothing.
Well, the one you're talking about, the two runs that didn't net a whole lot, here was Saquon Barkley.
I kind of personally take that one on my shoulders right there. I know the type of player I am. Two runs, only getting 3 yards. You know, whatever I got to do, I got to make people miss. We got to find a way to get end zone there.
And so, as you can imagine, the Giant fan taking this very difficult as your own. You love Sean Morash. Here he was. He was almost brought to tears after this game.
Can we get a big stop once? Can we get off the field? 0-2, 5 straight years, 8 of the last 9. I got no voice left.
Tough night.
Yeah. Now, is that an instant reaction video?
That was.
For digital?
Posted on WFAN, I saw, yes.
For digital?
Yes.
It was. I don't know if it was instant. It looked like
it was after the game.
Can we get a big stop once? Can we get off the field?
I thought he came in here and did it. That's
I don't
what I
think
thought.
So. He's got the Giant stuff behind him. Yeah, and it was also posted at like 1 a.m., I think.
Oh, was it? Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
I'm pretty sure. I could be wrong, but it looked like he was home.
A rough week for him. This is the 1 week anniversary of the pancake. And then he's got his team 0-2 the next week.
Not going so good.
No, not so much.
Here was Daniel Jones. What happened with Golladay on the sidelines?
He was just frustrated. Just frustrated the situation. And you know, we'll be better from it.
Now, I cannot find, I don't know what I saw. Maybe I didn't see the quote from Golladay, but that was Daniel Jones. He did address it. And said what it was.
Why is a guy snapping on the sideline?
Good question.
Like, I mean, come on, man. You know, it's one thing if you're getting lit up or something.
He had 8 balls thrown to him, right? Was that the number?
Yeah,
it wasn't like he wasn't involved.
No, he was involved. He also dropped a couple.
And he had a couple of drops. No one goes and yells at him for that.
And he's damn straight. That's why somebody better be asking him what the hell was his problem yesterday.
I'm sure we will find out. Giants take on the Falcons next Sunday. Now, this Sunday, it is the Bucks playing the Falcons. And on the Tommy and Gronky show, I think that's what it's called.
Tommy and Gronky.
Yeah. The question was posed to Brady by Gronk. Could he play until, if you're 45, how about 50?
You're 44. That's six more years.
I don't find it so difficult. And plus, in the Florida, it's kind of a retiree state. So I feel like I can play and then just glide into retirement. I think I can. I think it's a yes.
Yeah, especially when nobody's touching you.
That, too.
I mean, he basically played flag football against the Cowboys.
You're right.
If he's 50 years old and still playing, that's going to be the greatest athletic achievement in the history of sports.
Yeah.
I would say that he's already there.
Done it. Yeah, but
in this sport at the age of 44, yeah, I guess you're right. He's doing?
Yeah, won in the Super Bowl last year, yeah. But, I mean, if he's still playing at 50, that's
the... So he wins the Super Bowl last year, comes off a knee surgery, mm-hmm. and then comes back and has, like, a great opening game.
Yeah, Giselle's not hanging on till 50, though. She's going to go somewhere
else. She wanted him to retire 9 years ago.
Yeah, she'll go marry Mac Jones. Start all over.
Why not? He's starting over in Tampa. She can start over down there or up there. That's pretty funny. So, yeah, so those two, they've got a very cool video show. Well, very cool. They do a video show where they sit around a little kiddie pool and they just talk football. So I don't know if that was a fan question.
Maybe ESPN3 could do that for an alternate broadcast.
That might be part. ESPN might have a part of that. I'm not sure. They might. Sunday night, you got the Ravens and Chiefs. Here is Lamar Jackson.
It's not about, you know, me and Mahomes. Not to me, you know, probably to everyone else. But, you know, it's the Ravens versus Kansas City Chiefs. They did beat us, you know, three times or whatever, but that's in the past.
Yep, looking forward to this one. Here is Mahomes enjoys playing Baltimore.
Two of the top teams in the AFC. And so we're going to battle every year, it seems like, or in the playoffs or whenever it is. And so obviously there's a lot of momentum coming throughout the week when you go play teams like this.
I'm looking forward to that. The Sunday night game, Sunday afternoon at 1, Jets-Patriots. Mekhi Becton expected to have knee surgery. All right, we get to the Yankee mess, and boy, it was. You get Clay Holmes in the ninth inning. Gives up a base hit, couple of wild pitches, wind up allowing the Orioles to score the tying run. Then in the 10th.
So here's the 3-1 from Peralta. Bases loaded, one man out. And the pitch is grounded into left field for a base hit. Ball game over. Orioles win.
Yeah, just like that. And so you've talked many times about how the Rays did against Baltimore. The Yankees went 11-8. Against them this year.
Yeah.
It's a big difference for sure.
Right there.
Yeah, it is. And they're now a half game behind Toronto and Boston for those two wild card spots. 3-2 was the final. It was a messy day for sure. A lot of misty, rainy weather. Here was Aaron Boone. Did the weather play into this loss and those wild pitches in the ninth?
It's obviously tough in that spot where it's raining, it's wet. You know, I think that probably affected, you know, a little bit grip wise with pitchers and stuff and footing and all that. It was a tough night. I mean, in that regard.
And the other team playing in the same weather?
Well, and that's exactly what Clay Holmes says. He goes, I got to do better.
Yeah, you know, there's definitely some rain. It was a little messy, but, you know, it's the same game for everybody. We're all pitching in it.
See, there you
all
go.
All right, so now comes Cleveland and Texas. The next six games, you got to sweep these. Got to win all
six. Got to win them all.
Win them all. Never lose again.
Got to win them all.
Winning's better than losing.
I told you, they have to win them all now because this is the back end of that 13-game schedule we were looking at.
How about the fact, too, that the Yankee, with their win 2 days ago, gives them 82. Al, Eddie, one of you is. How many consecutive years have the Yankees had a winning record for?
Since 1991. So, whatever that is.
That was no fun.
Ha! 21 years?
29 straight years. No, Sal.
29 years.
29 years, and that's the second longest stretch since the Yankees in the 1920s into the 27-64 or something.
Yeah, Brian Cashman sucks.
Well, we get another drop, Eddie. Here was Joey Gallo. You guys were 1-for-7 with Risp. Couldn't get that run in the 10th either with the runner starting in second.
Not frustrating, but it's you know, it's something that we should be better at, and we can be better at.
Nope. Now, 1-for-7 with Risp, I feel he's like 1-for-210.
He got up to 200, man, last night. So get off his back. He's
well, that's on the season, not as a Yankee.
But still.
I think when he came here, he was batting 206, okay. In fairness.
So he's down.
He might have like 16 hits. It's
no, I 17 or 18. It's not many. Yeah, and about 4,000 strikeouts.
Yeah, he'll be back
next
year.
That's what he is. That's so no one should be surprised.
You okay with that?
I knew what the Yankees were getting. Corey Kluber, Zach Plesac tonight. We'll have it on the fan. Mets Phillies tonight. Taijuan Walker takes on Zach Wheeler. And I thought this was interesting from yesterday afternoon. So you got the Angels beating the White Sox 9-3. They're in the ninth inning. And I'm blanking out. I think it was Mike Wright. I forget who the pitcher was for Chicago. He gets the first two guys out. Not a lot of pitches, a couple of pitches. And then Shohei Ohtani comes up. Strike one right down the middle. Ball one in, but just on the inside, just off the inside corner, nothing crazy. Ball two is a 50-foot curveball that, you know, whatever, just a bad pitch. And then you get to the next pitch.
Those are two that miss by a lot. Two balls and a strike.
Yeah, you have a fastball that missed by a bunch off the plate, and then a changeup that bounces way in front of the plate.
Hey! Dude! those are three brutal misses. They might run him.
They did. They actually threw him out. Now, the backstory is the day before, the Angels had three of their guys. So the whole retaliation thing came up. But here's the thing, and I know we don't have it. If you see the other two pitches, this guy Wright was setting him up beautifully. I got no control.
Yeah.
As he was just a little wild, wasn't going after him, and then he hits him on the third pitch.
That's interesting. I'd never really seen that before.
No, and it really looked like he was setting him up and throwing the ball all over the place.
Yeah, and then LaRussa came out of the dugout, and he was like, what happened? I was napping.
He did not. He said,
what happened? I was napping?
He may be, but they're in first place, and they're going to playoffs.
I know.
Here was LaRussa.
Where was our retaliation? First game yesterday, today? He made a mistake.
Made a mistake is what he said.
So now they're shutting down Ohtani from pitching anymore.
Right. Well, why? They're not going anywhere. It makes
sense.
All right,
so what do we think? Is he... who's the odds-on favorite for the Cy Young? He's going to be the MVP. He's got to be the MVP.
I would think, unless you give it to Vladimir Guerrero Jr., but I would certainly think that it would be him. I mean, he's pitched. He's pitched well, and he's got 43 home runs.
But his team is, you know.
Is out of it. But Mike Trout has won the MVP, and the team's been out of it.
True, but has he been up against someone with the numbers of Guerrero?
Probably not. Although, Salvador Perez has 45 home runs, too. Hit 45 yesterday.
Right.
Not in one day.
But the thing about it is Salvador Perez is not pitching.
And they're on a bad team. Right. No, it'll probably be Ohtani.
He's going to be the MVP, but who's going to win the Cy Young? Is Garrett Cole going to get it?
I think Cole very well should.
I'm trying to find the odds on this stuff.
Isn't Robbie Ray right up there, too?
Ray's right up there. Robbie Ray's got 177 innings pitched. Garrett Cole, 163 innings pitched.
Shohei Ohtani's odds, I don't think I've ever seen this. For MVP is -7,000.
Yeah. So the ERA for Robbie Ray is 2.64.
Okay.
And Garrett Cole, 2.75.
So they're actually, Robbie Ray and Garrett Cole are exactly the same odds to win the AL Cy Young. Or to win, -110 and -110 for both.
Robbie Ray's got two more starts than Garrett Cole. And he's got 22 quality starts as opposed to the 17 quality starts for Garrett Cole.
You know, I heard, I'm really getting in the weeds, but because he said quality starts, which is 6 runs, 3 innings.
Yes.
I don't know if it was Ron Darling. Someone said it during one of the broadcasts the other day, they're contemplating knocking down a quality start to just 5 innings.
Oh. Now, when you say brutal. They're complicated.
I guess baseball, the people that put this stuff, I don't know.
Whoever,
some those geek, people.
Some geek in a little room?
Maybe the people at Elias. I don't know. Whoever does this stuff, I have no idea.
Some numbers
Where do we come up with this stuff? I don't know. A numbers nar, yes.
Who is it, Al?
I don't know.
I think it's Evan.
It could be Evan.
Numbers nerd Evan.
It's not Evan. All right. So.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the morning show with Boomer and Geo.
So you know I'm rooting for Young Joka. I said it's going to be amazing if Young Joka can have a championship season with the Giants and then go down the Canyon of Heroes on a float with the Lombardi Trophy with him and his teammates and then perform as Young Joka at Madison Square Garden later on that day. Like, that would be the ultimate Young Joka situation because he's not only a football player, he is also a musical artist. But so far, Young Joka, disaster. And if you go back on draft day, as every Giant fan remembers, and this has been reported, the Giants desperately wanted Heisman Trophy winner Devontae Smith. Desperately. But what happens when he's available? He's slipping. He's available. Here come the Philadelphia Eagles, who make a trade with the Dallas Cowboys, no less, to go up and hop in front of the Giants and get Devontae Smith. Now, the Cowboys weren't going to take another wide receiver. So when they're that part of the draft, you got Cowboys and Giants, and they go, Devontae Smith, this is great. But the Eagles said, jumping up, making a trade with a division rival, Devontae Smith, and the Giants are, what do we do? What do we do? What do we do? Young Joka. Let's go get Young Joka now because we need a weapon and we desperately needed a weapon and that's what we thought we were getting and we need a wide receiver. I'm telling you, if Devontae Smith turns out to be a perennial all-pro wide receiver for the Philadelphia Eagles, and Young Joka is continuing this disappearing act, this is something we will talk about for a very long time.
Yes. Well,
the joke is on you.
Right. Well, he showed up without a shoe for some reason, which I've never heard of before. Missed OTA. Had the COVID stuff. And now they're trying to force feed him the ball. Somehow. Just hand it to him.
Yeah, I know. I told you about the at Belport football, one of my teammates who thought that someone stole his shoulder pads. Did I ever tell you this story?
No, I don't think so.
This reminds me of Young Joka. This guy comes up to practice, and he's screaming, somebody stole my bleeps. Somebody stole my bleeps.
Stole the shoulder pads.
Stole his shoulder pads. We're like, what are you talking about? Somebody stole my pads. We're like, his name was Danny.
Okay.
Say, Danny. Chill. What are you talking about? Nobody stole. Who's going to steal your shoulder pads? He's like, F this. I quit. He gets in his car, drives away. His shoulder pads, after practice,
yeah,
on top of his locker. Sitting there the whole time. On top. Not in, on top. Quit. Reminds me of Young Joka in his shoe. Not so sharp. Ron in Tom's River, New Jersey. What's going on, Ron?
Oh, my God. Guys, did anybody see Young Joka's IG account? I need Greg Giannotti when I think of decoding and decrypting IG messages.
Yeah.
Young Joka, I need your help. You're the first person that I think of in the morning to decode Young Joka.
All right, let me see. Right. Is he under Young Joka or Kadarius Toney?
I think it's Young. Obviously, it's Young Joka.
No, I just. Yeah, hold on. Young.
All right. Okay,
here's Young Gravy.
So can someone please tell me why CJ Board is pumper kick returning and not Young Joka? We have a practice squad player just out there, and Young Joka's on the sideline.
Hey, Ronnie, that means they don't trust. All you need to know is they don't trust Young Joka for whatever reasons. Whatever the reasons
Why,
may be.
No, he's he
may
an athlete, be. Boomer.
Doesn't matter. You gotta earn your way onto the field. I'm sorry, Ronnie. I love you, man, but you gotta earn your way on the field. Sorry.
By the way,
yes,
I found Young Joker's Instagram account, and okay, his avatar is a drawing of him with the Joker from the Batman makeup. Young Joker.
Okay, what did Young Joker say?
Well, I have to get to his, now that I found it, let me get to his Instagram stories.
Because you're not following him.
Yeah, I don't have time for this garbage. Let's see here. Young Joker, KT4. There he is. All right, here we go. All right. I don't be mad. Bleep just be lame to me for real. That's what he posted.
Okay, let's figure it out.
All right, so he said he reposted a meme on his story. I don't be mad. Crap, I'll say crap because I could say that. Crap just be lame to me for real. So he's saying,
well, when did he put this out?
7 hours ago. So
it was after the game.
Yeah, after the game.
All right, one more time.
I don't be mad. Crap just be lame to me for real. So he's not mad at the situation. He's just looking at the situation of him not getting any run in the game and saying this is lame. But he's not mad about it.
Is there a anything before that leading into the game?
Yeah, what was the meme?
It's just a guy counting money, smoking a blunt.
Now you know why he's not returning punts.
And then,
so at the end of the day, he's got his cash and his weed. So
F-A-N. I'm not mad.
Right.
I'm not mad. I got my cash. I got my weed. Bleep just be lame to me for real.
Right. So I think you have to incorporate the meme into the whole thing.
Now there's also, oh man, I'm going to have to check this one out in the break because I'm afraid. So the thing he posted before that is a Young Joker song. He's playing his own song, and then it's a picture of him leaning up against a very nice car. And the song that he's playing is International Player. That's his Young Joker song. So
be careful with it.
All I heard was, can't blame myself, but I should have known better. I did hear that part of the song.
Okay.
Well, every other one of the songs we've previewed has had a swear word in it within 15 seconds.
Well, yeah, this one too, yeah.
Do you think Dave Gettleman is going through this stuff right now?
What's he mean? Why, he ain't mad. But crap just be lame, for real. I don't think that Dave Gettleman is going through this right now. Hey, Young Joker, come in here. Sit down. We have to have a heart-to-heart.
Boy, I'll tell you, man, you talk. Wow.
This is going to be a nightmare.
I hope not, man. I hope he figures it out.
I do, too, because he's my guy. I love Young Joker. I liked him since the second I saw him. Like, this man's got his eye on the prize. He's not only an athlete, but also a musician. Just perfect. Sort of like me in high school. Me and Young Joker, exact same guy.
Right.
And you quit both those things.
I didn't quit being an athlete. I just couldn't play in college. I wasn't good enough, you know?
Ithaca was D3, right? Football?
I couldn't have played. D3 terrible. No way.
I saw you pancake Sean Marash. Yeah, but that's a player. You were a player right there.
I could not have played college football. Absolutely not.
D3?
Eddie. I'm telling you right now, and there it is on CBS Sports Network again. There's college football.
Well, Boomer would know better than I. D3 booms for
Jay? Nah, I
couldn't even get on the field in high school football.
He took Marash and just just absolutely ragdolled them, though.
I did.
And there's Al on the ground.
Yeah, I did. I did do that, but.
That's Marash.
I don't know, man. I'm telling you, it's nice of you to say, Eddie, but no
way.
But
also because the level of football where you were competing in high school is pretty high, no?
Not really. You know, I mean, Long Island High School football is okay, but when you think about, like, Ohio, Florida, Texas, California, I mean, it's really nothing compared to that.
Jersey?
Yeah, I mean, not to disrespect Long Island High School football. Really good players have come out of it, but it's not like those places.
Right.
I think that's fair to say.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.